fires deep, middle of the field, intercepted. An incredible pick by Patrick Peterson.
Welcome to Arizona Cardinals Underground, presented by the Arizona Cardinals mobile app. Visit azcardinals.com/app.
Touchdown, Arizona!
The latest news and notes from the guys who cover the team.
Oh, baby! They can't block Calais Campbell.
Steps up, throws left side end zone. Roberts caught it!
No way!
Touchdown, Cardinals!
From Cardinals headquarters in Tempe.
Touchdown, Larry Fitzgerald!
This is football at its finest.
Here's Darren Urban.
Welcome again, everybody, to another edition of Cardinals Underground on azcardinals.com. I'm Darren Urban. Next to me is Ron Wolfley. And Wolf, I got to be honest, I'm not real sure where to go with this right away. We're coming off a loss for the first time in weeks.
Yeah.
That's a weird kind of way to start a podcast for us.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, the Philadelphia game, all I can say is that sucked buttermilk.
There's no question that was harsh in a lot of different ways. And we're going to stay away, you know, from some of the obvious talking points that came out of that game, because I don't really think it means
you're much. Talking about the officiating.
I was going to go there, but I'm not going to go there, if
please
you know what
don't.
I'm saying. More importantly, though, Wolf, we're talking about a situation where this team has been talking about looking at all these games as playoff games, given their circumstances in the race. So the question now becomes, what happens when you lose in the playoffs and there are still four games to play? Which is kind of what the Cardinals are looking at right now if every game was a playoff game.
Yeah, you know, again, I think BA is trying to bring that sense of urgency to every week, knowing that, hey, look, you can only play one game at a time. But, you know, he wants to bring a little bit of pressure, I think, down on these guys to let them know that we've got to win, and we got to win now, and we got to win every game. I think he's trying to bring that sense of urgency, even though it's not a playoff game, as we all know. And the reason right. being is because you lose, you're not out, and the Arizona Cardinals are not out of it at 7-5. But at this point right now, I think the Cardinals almost have to win three of their last four
at least
to have a chance,
yeah.
at least. And that's the scariest thing about it, D, is they may have to win. Is that feasible? Is that possible that they may have to win out and get to 11 wins if, in fact, they're going to have a chance? Because one would imagine if they did that, that means they beat San Francisco in the last week of the season. And that could be for that sixth seed in the NFC. But, man, it just seems unlikely, knowing that you've still got to go and you got to go up to Seattle and you've got to play that team in that building. It makes it very tough and a long road indeed.
Well, we'll get back to that in a little while, but focusing on the Cardinals here for a minute. I mean,
isn't that weird, though? That's your first reaction.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
you start talking
oh,
about
trust me.
What happened against the Eagles and the fact that now you're 7-5. It's almost like that Eagles loss, where we could have totally separated ourselves, I would say, from the pack. And now all of a sudden you lose that game, and guess what? You are the pack.
I don't think there's any question. And that's the weirdest part. And I guess that's the most... That's the stomach punch of this loss.
It is,
was the
no
fact
doubt.
That there was so much riding on the outcome, which we kind of knew going in, but it just really gets driven home now that the game is over and the Cardinals lost. And again, the other problem with it, and you and I were talking about this earlier before we started, is the fact that you went to a place where, and you know, I know everybody's gonna, you lost the game, that, and that's what happens. But it's hard not to look at that game and not to look at what the Cardinals can accomplish and what the missed chances that they did have, and not think to yourself that that was a very winnable game and a game that they probably should have won.
Yeah, you know, it was a winnable game, and oddly enough, they did create the takeaway. They created the turnover that they needed with Patrick Peterson on that interception, and suddenly a penalty. And there were a lot of calls in this game that were suspect, as we all know. But a penalty, a holding penalty on Tyrann Mathieu, eliminated that pick. And they would have the ball down 3 points on Philadelphia's 35 with under 4 minutes to go in that game. That is a scenario you would take every time. But the truth of the matter is this. Anytime you turn the ball over three times on the road and you don't have one takeaway, you're minus three in the turnover column, you're doomed. You're going to win a game like that maybe 3 or 4% of the time.
And that's what really you in the harsh light of day, that's what you really think about with this game. I think of you can talk about the penalties all day. I think of the turnover ratio, which was abysmal. You can't have 3-0.
No.
And 3-1 probably isn't even going to help you that much.
Right.
I think of the missed passes. There were so many chances, whatever the reason, whether it was protection breakdowns or a bad throw or a drop or whatever, there were so many passes that were there that were missed. And the one that really sticks out in my head, because it happened right before another one of those non-call penalties on Floyd on fourth down, the play before on third down where Andre Roberts is wide open and Carson throws it about 3 yards behind him, whereas if he just puts it on him, that's an easy first down. We're not even – they're driving on that final drive still. And then the fact the defense just – did not come up with at least holding this the Eagles to field goals right before the end of the first half and to open the second half, and they ended up getting touchdowns, which in a 3-point game, that's 8 points that you just can't afford.
No, you know, and it's funny, you think of the underthrows and you think of the opportunities that were there. I think twice Michael Floyd, Carson Palmer underthrew him twice. Andre Roberts, to your point, and Britton Golden, as a matter of fact, I think was over the top.
Yeah, and he was really open.
That's where Carson typically is nails. That's what he's very, very good at, and what he's known for are those chunk throws and being able to throw the ball down the field. And that was very, very surprising to me. Overall, though, it's hard to criticize Carson Palmer when he threw for over 300 yards in this game and had 3 touchdowns. And those picks were not the kind of picks where you went to yours, what were you thinking? Yeah. What are you kidding me? Not all interceptions, you've heard me say this, but not all interceptions are created equal. That was just an underthrown. Those interceptions were underthrown balls. And, you know, they didn't have a psychological impact on the team like a lot of interceptions have. But, look, I just want to say this. Carson was part of the problem in Philadelphia, but he was not the problem. Does that make sense?
It does to me. And it's funny because and I think that was the other kind of painful part when this was over, and Larry Fitzgerald kind of said, he goes, "You know what? I don't think we played horribly. We just didn't play well enough to win." And if you look at it, yes, there were turnovers, and we're harping on the negatives because you end up losing the game, but as you pointed out, Carson Palmer had 3 touchdown passes, threw for 300 yards. They ran the ball pretty well. Rashard Mendenhall looked pretty good. Defensively, they came up with a lot of stops down the stretch to get back into the game. There were so many things that, when you look at the big picture, unfortunately, it equals out to a 3-point loss.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's the problem.
Yes, you know, to me, defensively, when you think of the Cardinals and how they played, you know, look, not great in 3 possessions. The last 2 possessions of the first half and the very first possession of the second half. B.A. is big. He is a big believer in how you start halves and how you finish halves. And the team that plays better starting a game, starting a second half, and a team that plays better finishing the first half and finishing the game typically ends up winning those games. And you look at the Cardinals, right? Their first possession, you get the strip sack, suddenly Philly's got the ball, and they've got the ball with great field position deep in your end, and boom, bada bing, bada boom, they take it down, where the defense has been really good at sudden change and forcing teams to come up and kick field goals in a situation like that. They score, you're down 7-0. It started the worst way you could possibly imagine, other than getting the ball and kicking it off, and maybe Philly takes it back for a touchdown, or you fumble and they take it in. That you started the game the worst way you could possibly imagine. And then to finish that half like that and start the second half the way that the Cardinals lost the game in 3 possessions. The way they finished the first half and the way they started the second half. And I think you can look at that and say that was psychologically damaging going into the tunnel at halftime and then coming back out and having it happen again.
So we spin this forward a little bit as we go into this weekend. 4 games to go. This one against the St. Louis Rams. The Cardinals have not won within the division since the opener of 2012 when they beat Russell Wilson in his first game. Since then, they've played 8 division games, lost them all, including, of course, the opener this year in St. Louis against the Rams. Have an 11-point lead in fourth quarter. Things are looking good on the first game, the Bruce Arians Express, and things kind of collapse on them. And it's funny looking forward, and you almost have to look back, and the Rams are a much different team. They're using Austin Moore and running back Zach Stacy now, and they don't have Sam Bradford at quarterback, but they're playing fairly well, and their defense obviously looks really good. And that's what the Cardinals are facing in a must-win game.
You know what's so interesting about this is St. Louis, back when the Cardinals played them, the Rams, you know, we heard all this talk how they were going to be a pass-first team with Sam Bradford, and they were going to light it up, and I never believed it. Going into that game, I was like, there is no way in the world you're going to tell me that they're going to put the onus on Sam Bradford, that they're going to become a pass-first team. That's not going to happen, right? And that's exactly what we got. We did get. They barely ran the ball. Now they realize, hey, listen, we got Kellen Clemens as our quarterback. We better start running the football. And that's what they have done. They're number 17 in rushing yards per game in the National Football League, right in the middle of the pack, and number 11 in rushing yards per play. The running game is back, and I never bought the fact that Jeff Fisher, a guy that loves to pound the ball and have a balanced offense, that he was going to do that. And now watching the Rams play defensively with their complex blitz packages and their fire zones and the fact that they've got that pass rush back, it looks like a Jeff Fisher team. And keep in mind, the St. Louis Rams have created 23 takeaways on the season and only 15 giveaways. They are +8. Typically, when you're +8 at this point of the season, you're going to have far more wins than you have losses. And that has not been the case. And yet they are playing well when it comes to protecting the ball and when it comes to taking the ball away from you. And that's scary.
You know, I look at this game, and you can look at that first game and say the Cardinals should have won, and I know that's how they feel. But again, you're playing with the way the Rams pass rush is, the way Robert Quinn just ate Levi Brown alive in that first game. Obviously, Bradley Sowell is now the left tackle there, but that we saw a glimpse of it in Philadelphia with a pass rush. The teams that the Cardinals are going to be playing down the stretch here, especially within the division, are all teams that have good pass rushes. And they can do it with 4-man rushes.
Yes.
And those are the kinds of teams that have really stumped this offense. And this is where we're going to find out how much progress this offense has really made and how much of it might have been miragey given who they happen to be playing at the time.
Yeah, you know, let me just jump in here, D, sorry. But it's interesting because I think in the second half of the season, the Cardinals definitely have made a concerted effort to try to be a more balanced team.
Agreed.
To try to run the football, realizing that this is the only way we're going to keep Carson Palmer upright is to be able to be balanced and to be able to attack those quick defensive ends that are coming off the edge week in and week out. And I think when you talk about quick defensive ends, this might be the quintessential team in Chris Long and having Robert Quinn as well coming off the edge here. These guys are classic edge rushers. Now, I think Chris Long more is more motor-driven, where Robert Quinn is just talent and raw ability coming off the edge. But the best way to slow them down is to run the ball and run it right at them. And we saw Bruce Arians last week against Philadelphia. We saw him go with Bobby Massey as the tight end. The Big 12 package. And to me, it was working beautifully. They ran the ball in between the tackles very, very well, in particular in that first half when they could commit to doing that. But then they got down 24-7, right early in the third quarter, got down 24-7, and they had to come out of that a little bit. I think we're going to see that back against the Rams this weekend. I think we're going to see Big 12 back, and I mean 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends, with Bobby Massey as the big, because that worked beautifully against the Eagles. I expect to see that back because you got to run the ball against the Rams and stay three-dimensional. You can't become one-dimensional, not with Bradley Saul. Even though Bradley, look, the guy will fight his butt off. You watch him. He's on the ground more than any other offensive lineman that we have. Yet at the same time, he fights you to the ground every play. I love his passion. And think that the Cardinals found a guy that may be a good backup, but as a starter at left tackle right now, I don't think that's the best fit.
Well, we're going to find out, and obviously, Wolf, this is a big one this week, and we're going to know when this is over whether the Cardinals can still keep talking about playoff hopes, because if they don't win this one, you probably can fork them given all the other teams in the NFC, and, yes. And I don't think that's really going really out of the box. I'm pretty much stating the obvious here, so.
I would agree.
So for Ron Wolfley, I'm Darren Urban. This has been another edition of Cardinals Underground on azcardinals.com.
I put my money in a suitcase and headed for the big race. I felt a chill on my back.